Greetings, hi, my name is Mark Levy, and I was a student of Ted Green. I studied with him in the 70s and when I was a teenager, and then again in the 90s. I taped every session, every lesson in the 90s. I studied with him for about three and a half years, somewhere between 91 and 94, 95, and I taped every lesson, and I'm more than happy to share them with you. Please realize that they're totally unedited. And clearly for non-commercial educational use only. And I hope you learn something from this great, great teacher and guitarist and person. And realize I'm just an enthusiastic student, so I probably ask a lot of dumb questions. But you see what a patient man he is with me. So anyway, enjoy and thank you.
We're talking about the pages that are arranged for solo guitar playing, and it says chord forms for chord melody. There are three pages. It starts with the major family. We just discussed how it's arranged by what tone's on top. We're talking about the minor sevens, the key point, when you need to create minor seven flat fives out of these, because I didn't want to write a whole separate list of them when I knew you guys could get them. Yeah, of course you can lower the fifth, but the other thing is a lot of these chords don't have fifths, so you can just add a flat five.
Okay.
Next point. Dominant sevens. Now we have a lot of those because how many melody notes can be on top of dominant chords? Well, there's one of them, the major seven, that'd be in dispute. But for contemporary purposes, there's an easy chord sub that works. It's the flat five chord, meaning a chord who's built a flat five away, dominant 11, the 11th on top. Like we're on G7, and it's got the major seven on top. So instead of F sharp on a G chord, which sounds like a major 7, you play it C sharp, dominant 11. So you get this. Like if your melody was on G7, but for some crazy reason, and the composer wrote right while it still was on G7 before the C, and you heard that, like, wow, does he really want me to play a G major 7 before the C? So. That still is
a flat five,
that tritone. Frankly, I've never been satisfied with that. I usually would look for some other means to harmonize it, like a diminished chord to me sounds more natural. Definitely in the Beethoven era, Mozart, that's a traditional harmony.
It's reminding me of another thing I need to ask.
Which
you,
is?
But, well, if we want to finish this, because it's not related
so
to
So you that. Have 11, thank you, that's good. 11 different soprano notes in dominant. That's why there's so many of them. Take it slow. These are reference pages. I don't expect you to memorize them. Okay. Not at first. Just grab them as you need them. If you're harmonizing out of nowhere and you get to a weak spot where you're not happy with even the melody you chose, forget about the fill first. Just even if you don't like the chord you chose for the given melody, that's where you consult these.
That's what I'm looks like a little dictionary. You know, I like that in the past.
Diminished, we didn't label any roots because there aren't any.
They're all roots.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so we're set on these.
Cool.
Now, I told you I'd get you that large voice in starting. And, but beautiful solo guitar.
Super.
We'll take care of those ends. Give you something to play with.
Great. And you know, I mean, there's just, there's so much to study, man. It's just like.
This is true.
And you I have to personally, sometimes you have to have a little tunnel vision or you end up spreading yourself. So.
I agree.
So. Thin, you get nothing done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most of us can't do as many things as we wish. Like I decided I won't play flamenco, things like that, you know?
Right. Well, that's sort of the realization I've come in with classical music, guitar. I love it, but it takes so much time and effort, and you can't have both. And I always gravitate towards the electric and the popular music.
You know what you might do is go in phases where for now you'll do this, and then maybe someday you'll be not complacent, but at least moderately satisfied. And you say, now I'm going to go the other direction again for a while, see what I can do there. Maybe just for your own amusement, too, in the sense that you won't even consider playing it for other people at first. Just to hear a little Giuliani tumble out of the fingers or something. Maybe.
I dig that music. It's really groovy. The thing is, right now, this is, you know.
This just pulls you stronger.
Yeah, this pulls me stronger. But at the same time, hey, this is my form of entertainment. I really don't go out that much. You know, this is my study, and like on a Saturday night, man, you know, my big thing for the week is to have popcorn and watch Saturday Night Live, man. That's
popcorn.
Yeah, that's like my big entertainment. You know, I don't have a girlfriend right now. I practice.
Gives you a little more time, right?
What?
Gives you a little more time.
Oh, yeah.
To be your own self.
I go to work and I practice and I go to meetings and that's it.
Yeah. They treat you okay at the meetings?
Super.
People don't bust you every second. And
oh, no,
they're
man.
More loving and supportive.
It's incredible.
And
it's an incredible.
My friend Emily used to go. She was good when she went, but then she stopped going and she died.
Oh.
That's the way it works sometimes.
Yeah.
You gotta do it right or they don't.
It's very gentle.
That's cool.
So, oh, I have a quick question. Okay.
Yep.
Someday my prince will come.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem hearing this one melody where it goes.
I know which one you want. Go ahead.
It goes where it goes. Let's see.
Be cool, be Mark. Be cool, just because it's
good. Yeah, it's working. Yeah, it wants to go to that E natural or E flat.
Listen, now start. Which part of the tune are you doing? What book shows it as E flat?
No, I put that in because of E.
Oh, E sounds wrong to you.
Yeah.
Okay, now wait, have you tried the pedal diminished like Bill Evans? Like,
No. That's cool. But
this is kind of a delicate tune.
Does this sound natural to you when you go?
No, that's not the right diminished chord. Uh-huh. That's a 5. There are only 3 diminished chords. This one's like a 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's like C7 with a funny
right.
note in it. But this is the right diminished chord. It's like...
Okay.
You know, it's a whole step extension. Diminished sevenths have extension. Third. Just like seventh chords have nines.
Mm-hmm.
The extensions are a whole step above.
Okay.
So here's F diminished 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's the key we're in. So normally it resolves back to F major in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
That's its first function.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But this is just a melodic extension.
Because I thought the sheet music
said A flat diminished. Let it say whatever it wants. They always misname these things, you know.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
I've had to do that.
A lot of things right, but they don't get diminished things right.
So, like, I heard that. I think it's your sheet.
But I wouldn't write this.
No, I don't think you would write that, but I think you said, I thought it said E diminished.
Not me, I promise.
Okay.
It's not my sheet, because
yeah.
I wouldn't let that happen, because that's a 5 to me. The leading tone diminishes
yeah.
a 5, and that's like saying,
yeah.
That's not the right change, it's
right.
diminished. It's
okay, gotcha.
You can do it down here, medium size.
Okay.
But
you know, man, I heard that and go, he forgot the flat and that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you wanted the melody flat.
Yeah.
That would be, that's a nice modification,
yeah.
I must admit. Then it's like flat 6 dominant.
But that sounds cool right there.
Now that's a flat 3 bass note.
Mm-hmm.
But you understand now the original chord is a chord derived from a major by lowering the third.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know this F chord? Can you see this F, Mark? I'm going to get you out of here in just a minute now.
Oh, cool.
Great. This is minor, because we
right.
lowered the third, or diminished, we lower what?
The fifth.
That's right. Let's do that. So this is diminished. Now, if you go right back to the major and go, that's traditional harmony,
mm-hmm.
way back, you know? Whether they go...
Right.
They usually go from the diminished to the major. You'll hear things like they go, you know, typical 2 minor to a diminished passing approach chord. They're really approach chords.
Mm-hmm.
Just like 5s. Instead of going 2-5-1,
right.
they go 2 tonic diminished. If they add the double flat 7, that doesn't change anything because
mm-hmm.
that tone likes to resolve down a whole step at first. So when they write this as an A-flat, they mean well. You could think of it as the F or the A-flat.
Mm-hmm.
if the prior chord was A minor 7, then it makes sense to call it A flat, because the next one would be G, so that's chromatic thinking.
Right.
If the prior chord's F, my head is so used to thinking, hey, that's the same chord, just like the F, it's another F, just diminished. Especially because of gospel things, which I love, where they go...
Yeah.
This kind of sound.
That's way cool.
Those are approach chords on the same root that you're on, like you're on B flat or about to go to B flat. You approach it with its own diminished 7. Bass note's irrelevant. If I named it from the bass, I'm in trouble, because it doesn't explain the fact that all these sound kind of like the same bit.
Mm-hmm.
Those have the same vibe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just different bass lines, whether it's here or here.
Okay.
If they call this E diminished B flat over F, it's explains where your hands should go, but doesn't tell you that this is really functioning as a... Diminished chords have a blue tone, in fact, they got two of them.
Yeah.
When you go...
That's cool.
That's a major in its own diminished. Someday my prints, when they don't give you the blues feeling, obviously it's a different kind of vibe of the tune. Cinderella lost her slipper or whatever's going on. Something's going on there. It's a different vibe.
Yeah.
And the extension. Major sevens make diminished chords sound real pretty.
Right.
Instead of bluesy, they sound real angelic like kids and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with a pedal tone, like a 5 when you go.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's got that delicate trip. If you want the power, you got to bring your bass note down into this register.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not convinced that the melody would work way up high with that low bass. Maybe you... Yeah, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty tough. Well, you'll play with Mark.
Yeah, as I said, it's...
I thought it was going to be the other spot where it goes near the end of the tune where it's...
Yeah.
B is the root tone there? Another B. I just don't quite follow that. Why not B flat to B, like the music calls for? We got some funny music, huh? See, I can understand B flat, then up to B. That sounds like a nice move. Maybe the flat fell off the little printing there.
I gotta check this. Just, you know, this is great. Like, another tune, like, just to give you an idea. Like, Love Is Here to Stay, I love that tune. But, man, I do such a boring, horrible version of it.
Just
talk to me
about this tune.
Here.
B flat or B?
Oh, I don't know.
This is my old paper. So, let's see what I've done here that makes you... So, yeah, I've got the old symbols on purpose. I didn't correct these symbols a lot of times, but I don't let them be totally wrong either.
No.
So we have A7, B5, D7, G minor 7, A7, G minor 7, B flat, A flat, show the right bass. I still think
gotcha.
C7. Okay, then the second ending. See, it says B flat.
Gotcha.
Then the B. Just to get a little root motion in the bottom. It goes...
Yeah.
Check the bass line. Do.
That could be just, you know, an eyesight thing.
If you put F7...
I see the relationship.
...with third in the bass, you'd have...
Right. Gotcha. You got that chromatic thing going.
It's kind of fun. Some guys would even play A7 there. It's very rare when you approach... let's say, in quantity of tunes written this way, there aren't a lot of changes in a lot of places in a lot of tunes where the dominant chords approach from a half step below. But it does sound good every now and then. So A7, it's sub here into B flat, isn't
with the G, what you played
instead of F7. I'm going to also write just in parentheses because it's not better. It's just another option.
Well, that's what I need to hear is options. I want to hear that and understand that. That's
And this chord is, again, because it says A minor 7, it makes good sense to call it A flat G. This diminished chord. If it said F, it wouldn't be way out of line to call this F diminished and then just see it, hear it melting into the two chord.
Gotcha.
Because it usually goes the other way, two, tonic diminished, tonic major. It's good, Mark. Your understanding of the past years pays off for your ability to absorb now.
I'm trying.
It's really helpful.
But I still, you know, just talking the terminology, just discussing the language with another person or a teacher.
All you got to do is
takes time.
See, it doesn't make you out to be the fool if you ask questions. All it does is it helps me to know that I'm not reaching you and that I need to try another way. I'm committed to that.
Oh, yeah.
I prefer you to be totally honest and say, Ted, I need you to go back, stop me. Just stop me in mid-sentence if you even have to.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm real good at that.
You know?
Okay.
Because you can be tactful about it and my feelings won't ever be hurt. They're numb after all these years. I've had it done so thousands of times then with people. But many times I've had to extricate it out of a passive person and say, I think that you didn't get what I said because I did a bad job. In fact, I'm going to find out. You tell me what I just said in your own words.
Right. You probably got
right.
The great
you bust me, man. And then, a lot of times people just admit it. Or they say, they think they got it. Mm. But they're not sure. They realize, well, I kind of was a little confused. I didn't want to interrupt. I say interrupt. If you're even a little confused, let it go for a moment to see if I'm going to explain it in a second. But stop me as soon as you realize I'm gone, man, that you didn't get it.
Yeah. I mean, I know one of the big faults I have a tendency to interrupt people.
You've been good tonight.
Have I?
Exceptionally.
Okay, because
I have students who interrupt me all the time.
Because I'm so excited, and if I have a question, it's like bubbling to get out. You know what I mean?
I remember you as an eager man. I don't remember necessarily as an inveterate interrupter.
Well,
but you've been good tonight, man.
I purposely hold back because I want to. I know. I'm trying to learn that when somebody has a tendency to make a point, let's hear the point first. You need to store that question and idea and not lose it.
If it's any solace to you, I share the same thing. As you were just talking there, saying that sentence, I was ready to say. And then, I mean, I always want to jump in and contribute. It's a quality I inherited, I think, from my dear mother. She loved to do that. So how many children in your family? The two of you or more?
And my younger brother.
And is he a musician?
No, he's not. He's a jet pilot or a pilot.
For a living?
Yes. Now, actually, he's sort of like, I think he got bounced from his job. He did get bounced from his job. It's unfortunate.
And is he happy with his existence, do you think?
I don't think he's that happy.
Your sister is at least doing music, so that part's good, and if she can make it. And,
you
have your day gig, and now you have time to do your music, so that's good.
Yeah.
You came out of a darker place, so that's
good. Oh, yeah. I mean, my sister, she's so damn strong. It's like balls to the walls.
I don't know her well. I just saw her few times at parties and
Scorpio.
I remember that.
Very dominant, very...
She wasn't with me. I just wouldn't let her do that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she even tried. She was aggressive, but not dominant.
Yeah, well, when I said that, I don't mean it bad.
Just assertive.
Yeah.
Going after what she wants.
Yeah.
Well, that's a
good thing. And it could be good, too. It means it could be used poorly, but,
that's true.
It's something I lack.
Well, I don't know about that, Mark. I think you go after things. So, yeah, this page hopefully will be...
This is diminished, all...
No, what this is just what we talked about, the seven qualities.
I gotcha.
You can go this way, or this way. It's good to do both.
Okay.
Now, all I need to do with you is write down another time.
Yes.
And the month of January is looming up here.
Great.
2, 3, 4 weeks away would be good for me. What's best for you, Mark? You know your life. Give me a rough ballpark of how... What feels right to come back, you know, judging by... Oh, yeah, what beautiful. I haven't explained this. This is the last thing. Gosh. Okay, we've got new playing order symbols. It's still the dots. Do you remember their X's?
Optional notes? No.
Okay. I used, at some point...
Melody.
This I'm going to need really, I really need you to understand this, or this thing will not play.
Okay.
In the old papers, when I used crosses or X's, they were random, just showed extra melody tones that were needed, and you had to figure out what order they were in. I abandoned that and tried to make a more precise system where it starts. They all show geographical locations, all fret diagrams like these do, but they also show chronological motion in a very precise manner. All dots, which are your normal chord things, are hit first. This is a scary looking, by the way, if anything ever gets in this system. It's pretty bad. But you'll just, that'll force you to memorize it as you go, so, which makes you learn faster anyway. Like, don't just keep reading through it. That's a nightmare. Too many crosses and lines and stuff.
Yeah.
So, anyway, dots come first. So, for instance, in diagram one, we have five dots. The top one's counted as a dot, even though there's a cross.
Okay.
Over. Crosses come second. So, you don't lift everything off. You just strike whatever's written as an X or a cross, right? If there are two or three of those critters at the same time, hit them together.
Okay.
So, for instance, a diagram like, we'll find one that has more than one.
Right here.
There you go. Yeah, let's, in line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
right
into the fifth diagram, you'd hit the bass note first.
Right.
The fingering's given underneath. That's what those numbers mean. Yes, you would know that? Of course, the fret numbers are out to the side.
Gotcha.
I show roots with fret numbers on newer pages.
Okay.
If they see how that 6 moved around and the 5 is up here, and sometimes let me see. Did I do that?
Boy, that's sort of that. Well, I'll get used to it.
Yes. No, I didn't do that. Gosh, is this from the old system? I'll find out in a moment.
I'll have to get used to that because I'm so used to. Because you know how you get used to like almost sight reading these things.
I didn't do it. This is the old system. You'll be able to.
It's okay. I
switched over to fret numbers were placed next to wherever the visual root was, so you'd accomplish two things at once. You'd read the diagram and place it. You'd say C sharp. Let's see, I see the root there, and then you'd be reading it on that fret. It takes an extra moment at first.
Okay.
But this page doesn't have that. Anyway, that diagram we were talking about, you would hit the bass note first,
middle voice,
then the four X's, and then boxes come next.
Okay.
So that would sound like so. You'd hold it, fingerings up to you. Oh, I'll tell you there. 4-1-3-1-2.
Okay.
Now, I use a fourth symbol, a diamond or diagonal, only when absolutely, God help us, necessary, like there. So, if you see this or even a larger diamond shape instead of a pyramid, just say that must be the new kid on the block. He's the last one in order, okay?
So far.
So, yeah, so far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sixth line, second to last diagram, we have open E, right?
Boom, boom, boom.
That's right. So there are two X's, then the box, and then that. So this is...
Right.
When you follow the system and also allow for the sustains, the time lines, and occasional optional notes, little zeros still mean optional. I hope that was clear for
most. Yes.
So this thing, you know how the melody goes. There are two passing tones or pickup tones. I just use them as single tones. Then you'll get, I'm not going to play this all the way through, but just give it so you can. This might be real similar to the way you're playing it now.
I'm not.
Okay, this feel goes. Start tempo here. These are blocks, you don't have to
do anything.
Little tones. Let's see, that's really weird. These are fills. Fair shot and disturbs you too. Because we all have our own taste. But at least make sure you can play it before you decide to change it.
Dig it. Well, I want to make sure I understand it. You know what I mean?
Sure, I want all your questions written down. Don't try and keep them in your head, it's too precarious.
Right.
A lot of the fills are written in this piece. I guess I am playing the whole damn thing here.
I want to hear it.
feel for it at all?
Or? Yeah, it does.
Is it scary? Is it scary?
It's not scary. Good. Nothing scares
good,
me.
Good, good.
Almost. But it that's tough. That's going to be
you
on
saw
the...
saw that this is a problem.
Yeah, it's going to be on the high end. It's going to take some time.
You know what? Just memorize a little as you, mm-hmm. at a time as you go. Don't read it much, Mark. Read it once, twice, three times maximum. Just to make sure you're reading the notes right. And then just look at your fingers. Mm-hmm. Watch your fingers and just make it. Let's see the chords. Is E 7 5 right now? E 9. There's a 7 over here. Wow. How does he want me to see it?
Sure.
Look for a close root. Like there's your closest mm-hmm. root. Maybe so.
And here's something that I'm trying to do too. And I have a tendency, is I lose sight of the melody a lot. And I need, when I learn a tune, to spend more time with the melody first.
Okay, so when you want to do that, cover two things at once. Mm-hmm. Learn it in the low register of the guitar and put an octave above it. Meaning like, this is, if you have time,
right.
This is a real challenge.
Right.
I don't mean in the bass string, but mm-hmm. close to it. In other words, instead of reading it up, read it.
Okay.
Because you'll learn more about the instrument. Because it's easy to...
Oh, sure, sure,
to add
sure.
a pinky or a third finger.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you suddenly start seeing your top one,
mm-hmm.
plus you, by doing your chords.
You catch it.
You're used to that so many years of kind of intuiting
mm-hmm.
how far away things are. But it's kind of hard to play the melody down here.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's the most soulful thing you can do on guitar is play.
I love that register.
That register, isn't that great?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
And the melody goes... It's real dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it either. Okay. Let me just copy it. It's a great melody.
Mm-hmm.
James and Lucy could do that job. And you start adding a little embellishment.
Right. Okay.
Because you think of the chord change.
Yeah, that.
It's a challenge to play up there, but it's good.
It is. And I'll tell you, that Chet Baker album, he sings it so cool.
He does this
yeah.
song?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He does Time After Time.
That's my favorite. I love that song.
And, another one I want to work with you on?
That song, Time After Time?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you gotta, maybe I'll tape it for you. I don't know if you've
heard. So, you know what? You bring in a little blurb of it.
Okay.
Your tape of it, just so I could hear it. If we ever have time in a lesson, I'd love to just sample a moment to see if I should go out and buy it.
Yeah.
I did buy his last concert. I think it was called Chet Baker, the Final Concert. Something he plays like Summertime. It's the coolest version of Summertime I think I've ever heard in my life.
He does.
He and Joe DiOrio's version. You know,
yeah, he does a version of But Not For Me.
Oh, I like that song.
Oh.
Does he sing it or play?
Yeah, he sings both. All these tunes he sings it and plays.
Anyway, Chet, what a guy.
He's a good dude.
You ever see those pictures of him in the last few years of his life?
He looked like he was having problems.
Wow. Man, he had been through so much. Anyway, Mark, enjoy
okay,
this.
Okay, let me do that.
This will give us... Wait, let's write it down less
yeah.
So what do you think? Maybe about
three weeks probably right now.
Maybe even a month, because you've got a lot to work
yeah.
on if we have to.
3 weeks sounds good.
3 weeks, okay. That would be like around...
And I'm new, just trying to get in. I want to get into the swing of things. I'd like to be consistent and... You know, Ted, I'd look at it. I'd like to see some, progress and plot it out.
Question. Any of your days, you say you have some free time also in the days, right? But you want to come out in the evenings instead?
Theoretically, because I have sort of flex times, I could sort of swing some deals, but preferably evenings. But like a lunchtime or, I could swing something.
I don't want to make it uncomfortable for you.
You know, the only problem is I don't want to definitely hang you up, and the only problem I could see is if my boss comes and says, hey.
Did Did we talk about my sub policy, sending a person?
Yes.
Do you have anybody that you know that would come? Yeah. A few people, maybe, in case one of the first guy doesn't work?
I will. Well, I talked to another former student and said hello, Doug Brennan.
Yeah. That's a guy I haven't seen in a zillion years.
I talked to him. I'm going to see him Saturday.
He's still playing?
He's playing, you know.
He had real strong hands. I could really, he could pick and everything.
But he says hello. And
just give him my regards. See, Doug Brennan. That's another 15 years back.
Yeah, it's same. He got in through me.
He was a pal of yours?
Yeah, he's my next door neighbor.
Wow.
So,
Just look around. If you have a few guys, just because, Mark, you might be called away, a good thing could happen. Yeah. You could fall in love the same day. You go, she's gone. She's leaving back for Geneva. She's not coming back till March. I mean, things happen. Uh-huh. Good things, yes.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand.
I'll just write the date. Sure. Yeah. I still have to figure this out. It looks like if we need evening times, I've got to put you at the end of January. But that can work.
That's fine.
Good. Okay. Monday night is just as okay for you? Can a Monday work?
Monday could work.
Good.
As I say, right now I'm doing three things, and that's it. Are you still collecting baseball cards?
Was I doing it? That's right, I would have been, because I saw you in 80 or 79. No, I guess I would have. You would have found out because of the rally. Yeah. You know, I try to moderate it because it's insane, really. And I look at it and I go, this is absolutely, other than financially rewarding if you make investments. Sure, it's fun, and we can explain a lot of good reasons. It calms your nervous system down. You won't die of ulcers from stress. But it's insanity, man. I should go out and smell flowers and watch.